How you doing, man?
I'm good.
How are you holding up during this whole quarantine stay-at-home order?
It's been interesting, especially the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, where everything kind of ended so weirdly, and I was kind of in shock at the beginning, but yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of just hanging out now.
You learn any new hobbies or anything? Pick up a book you've been wanting to read?
I want to say all of that. I've been watching a lot of TV shows, so just trying to stay healthy.
Well, let's talk about the shortness of that season. I mean, it just got cut off. It was obviously all the fans of March Madness and everything was disappointed. But talk about it from a player's perspective of your season ending the way it did.
Yeah, we were out in Kansas City getting ready for the Big 12 tournament. On Wednesday, we were watching, a couple of us were in my room, we were watching NBA game, and then it came up and they said they're going to suspend the rest of their season. Kind of when that happened, I had a feeling that things weren't going to go, very well the next day. And it was 11 o'clock, we were sitting in the lobby getting ready to go to shoot around for 11:30, and I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I see, like, the Big Ten cancels their tournament, and then the ACC, and, one of our coaches texted us, like, 3 or 4 minutes later and just said that the Big 12 tournament is canceled. Go get your bags packed. We can leave whenever. And when that happened, we were all really, upset about that. Even though we're playing Oklahoma that beat us twice in the regular season, we felt confident with that matchup, just kind of how we played the last two games, getting a big win at Iowa State and then, beating Baylor at home. And then, we were sitting around in the lobby, and I was actually with Coach Huggins. We were sitting in the lobby, and I just turned around, looked at the TV, and they said March Madness was canceled. And the whole lobby went silent, because people were downstairs hanging out, trying to get their rides to the airport and everything. But, it was definitely a weird way to go out, to say the least.
Speaking with Chase Harler, the thing about it too is now they're talking about voting March 30th on a extended 1 year eligibility for seniors in winter and spring sports. I'm not sure how they're going to handle that, especially from a basketball's perspective, since you did play through the regular season. But is that something that you would be able to do yourself if they would offer that?
I mean, they already did the spring sports. They pretty much just redshirted everybody this year. But the winter sports, yeah, like you said, they're going to make a decision on March 30th. And I don't want to get my hopes too high or kind of get too worry about that too much, because if it happens, then I'll have to sit down and make a decision. But, I don't want to get too excited for, something like that to happen and for it not to happen. So,
sure.
Whenever that decision comes out, whatever they decide to do, then I'll start having to move forward and see what I'm going to do next.
Start at the beginning of you coming in. I mean, you had a hell of a high school career there at Wheeling Central. And then you come in around a bunch of other talented guys. I mean, when you come to a program like West Virginia, as Huggins and the greatness of Huggins bringing in great players, what was it like coming in with other talented guys around the country and trying to find your role in the team?
Yeah, so it was definitely fun to get used to. Coming from high school, having the ball most of the game and kind of being the playmaker and kind of being the guy that everyone looks to, make that next play. And, coming to WVU, I never really was that guy. I kind of had to adjust my whole game and whole mindset. I think it took a lot out of me. Maybe I had to grow up a little bit faster, kind of get my ego out of the way and kind of just find my niche on this team. And I think throughout my career, I found that by affecting the game other than just scoring. I thought I was a good on-ball defender and just overall defensive guy and energy guy, and just I took a lot of pride in just making the right plays.
Yeah, a lot of those would compare you to a guy like Nate Adrian, who just made those type of extra plays. Obviously, you were the best three-point shooter on the team as well. You did pick your moments. Huggins said that multiple times throughout the season, even at the point where you guys were 18-4. He said you guys wouldn't be where you're at without Chase doing the things that he needs to do. That's high praise from Coach Huggins.
Yeah, I think our relationship definitely got better as I, in my 4 years. My freshman year was tough. I barely played, and he was getting on me a lot. And I kind of just didn't understand that. I think I took it a little bit too personal. And then my sophomore year, kind of play a little bit more, but you know, not as much as I wanted to. But you know, my junior year, we had a down year as a collective, you know, group. But you know, I got to play a lot more, got a lot more experience, and then you know, had a pretty good senior campaign. But you know, looking back, I know Huggins was trying to get the best out of me, and you know, I think he did a pretty good job of that, you know, throughout my career.
I noticed that with you as well, just watching from the outside, finding your role, maturity throughout the process. You know, people talk so much about Huggins being tough on them, but you know, when you go to a place like West Virginia, you kind of know what you're getting with a coach like Huggins. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I knew it was going to be tough. You know, at times I didn't think it was going to be as tough as it was, to be honest. Yeah, it was just definitely an eye-opening experience. You know, you think you're playing hard, but you know, he wants more out of you, and like I said earlier, he kind of just wants the best out of you.
Yeah. You come from the Northern Panhandle. You come out of a small town, Moundsville, and you get a chance to play at West Virginia and represent the state. Kind of talk about that pride as well, getting to represent West Virginia University.
Yeah. I grew up a WV fan my entire life. My dad took me to games, basketball, you know, football games. And, you know, obviously as a kid, I always wanted to, you know, be at WVU. And probably not until probably after my freshman year, I kind of understood that might be a possibility. You know, after my sophomore, I had a good, you know, freshman year at Lynn Central. And then after my sophomore year, I played with a better AAU team. I got my name out there and, you know, got some exposure that way. But, you know, I take a lot of pride being from West Virginia. I know what the team means to the state. I know there's not, you know, professional team in West Virginia. So, you know, we are the professional team. Huggins does a great job of explaining that to the non-West Virginia guys. But my dad, you know, works in Glendale, West Virginia, and has a lot of people coming to his office. Not anymore because of the coronavirus, but had a lot of people coming to his office and, you know, just kind of explain how proud they were of me and how happy they were for me. So, you know, I definitely take a lot of pride being from West Virginia and being from Moundsville.
I was going to ask you your favorite moment as a Mountaineer, but I'm pretty sure I can guess. Proposing to your girlfriend on senior day this year in front of national TV and also, you know, obviously the crowd and everybody there. Kind of run me through when you got the idea and kind of the emotions when you had to pop the question.
Yeah, so we've been together since eighth grade. Went to the same high school. She's from Wheeling. So we've been together for a while, been through a lot. So actually my freshman year of college, I told a couple of my friends I wanted to do it. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they kind of just laughed at me. But, you know, I definitely remembered and it stuck with me. But we started looking at rings in January and then kind of did nothing more. I didn't want to tip anything off. And then we played on Saturday. I went back home on Wednesday. I picked up the ring. I showed my parents. I went and asked, you know, talked to her parents about it. They were more than happy about it. And then Thursday, I went in and asked Coach Huggins. And I didn't want it to come off as a distraction just because I knew, you know, how big of a game this was for us and, you know, number four Baylor at home. But, you know, once I asked him, there was no hesitation. He was all for it and happy. And, you know, from that moment, I felt kind of a sign of relief. I was just a little bit worried about what he was going to say and how he would take it. But, like I said, he was more than happy to let me do it. And then, you know, Saturday rolls around. I can't even sit down. I'm so nervous about it. And, you know, walk out, hug Huggins, and really don't remember what he said just because I was so locked in and not messing up this proposal. And my dad handed me the ring and dropped down and did it. But it was a great day and definitely my favorite moment as I'm out here.
He is Chase Harler. Chase, appreciate your time, man.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.